Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
800-400-3697. That is the phone number here at Alice at 97.3. If you would like to win yourself a four pack of tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, you want to be calling number 97. Call now, 800-400-3697. If you win them, first of all, you get the tickets. Secondly, you get to talk to Nicole. Thirdly, you're in the running for 2021 season passes. What? This is it. This is your last chance. Call now.
Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser. Be a winner. We want winners.
Right. All right. That same number is the number you can text us, and we love hearing from you guys. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent this morning. Hey, SVB and Coco. I listened to V after your show. She's a quick wit, smart ass, which is awesome. I love her battle quiz with Vinny. Happy weekend, everyone.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I don't think we're doing a happy hour tonight, but she's fun on that too. Like that chick is crazy. That was not what you think it was. I said chick instead of chick.
Yeah. And
that
right, was, I know. Yeah.
I saw you look at me. I didn't say it.
I just kind of jumped.
I'm a good girl.
That's all.
I'm a nice girl. I'm a nice lady. Nice lady.
It's all about the context,
mouth.
And you were completely out of that.
Well, I heard you cuss and had a heart attack, and I'm dead. Thanks.
Well, I didn't. Just so we're clear.
Right.
You misheard me and died for no reason.
I always think about him.
Forget about naming Alice after a random mom. Just change it to Taylor. At least 75% of the time I tune in during the songs, it's Taylor. Come on, Jane. You listen to me.
Shut up.
Jane.
Shut up.
Because of her incredible skill set and her talent level being through the roof, she's acquired at least 55 stations in the United States of America that she's running all at one time and spinning them on her finger like they're a basketball. Yeah. She's got this thing dialed.
Listen, Jane knows what you want, and she's playing it for you, okay? Don't act like you don't like Taylor.
Yeah.
She knows what you want.
She knows it all. And she's handling it all.
Plus, it's Taylor. Right.
And her knees aren't wobbly, even a little bit.
No.
She's got all the weight without an issue.
Right.
It's fine.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
And she does it for the love of it. God knows she'd love a raise, but I mean, you know.
She's willing to pay the station to be to manage this place. Come on, Jane.
Well, don't get carried away.
Well, you know.
Sitting in a car line waiting for my second COVID shot while listening to my favorite radio fam, Sarah and Vinny. Thanks, guys, for making every morning of this pandemic a little bit better.
Thank you for listening, because you listening made us have a better pandemic, too. So thank you. We appreciate you.
Easily, though, one of the greatest challenges of our careers, right? The pandemic is just... Each little way through this has had different challenges, whether they're, you know, technical or just looking at the paper and going, what? That's all there is to talk about is the pandemic?
Yep. Every sector had its challenges. I mean, honestly, I'd rather suffer my way through what we went through this year than be a teacher who had to figure out Zoom.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, teachers.
It's a whole new world. Thanks, everybody who... Most people really kept it together and figured this thing out.
707 says, best Friday morning show. Thanks for the laughs. You guys were hot today.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
I'll answer this one after I read it. 415 says, retirement communities. For most, the minimum age to live in the community is 55. And like most places, for some reason, women don't ever have to show ID for anything, so they can go into bars when they're too young, and they can live in retirement communities when they're too young, and it's all good.
If you want to, you can.
Right. Who's going to ask? Nobody.
Well, listen, at $350 a month, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
And there's people making her homemade meals? Oh, come on over, hon. You're a good eater. Yeah, you want more? Okay, you want to take some home? Huh?
Vinny, why did you even drive? They're right next door to each other. Right. Walk.
The burning question.
How lazy are you?
It's not raining. It's not snowing. It's next door. Why did you get in an accident? We all couldn't believe it. Vinny comes and he goes, oh, I got in an accident. I'm like, you live next door. What is your car doing here? Shouldn't it be over in the other parking lot?
Let me tell you a little
story.
It's
a mystery on so many levels. Okay, I can't wait for it. Tell me a little story.
When I was three.
And you came from Iran.
I think I know this one. Are you Persian?
No, look, I don't know what to tell you. You know what? I came across the country as a young man looking to make my way in this world. It wasn't the easiest cross-country trip. I didn't have a phone telling me every turn to make. In fact, I didn't bring a map. I just drove hoping I could find directions along the way. Right. Anyway, I don't know why I didn't drive. I got in my car to drive to work like you do. What do you want me to say?
You could see the building. You walk outside and there's the building. Better drive over there.
I don't know if there's a moat with alligators between the two parking lots. I'm in a new land. And for the record, by the way, you haven't been to Pennsylvania. You wouldn't know this, but I'll tell you something. Random grave sites are up all over the place. Like,
you
here
were afraid
you are.
That you'd stumble into a graveyard on your
I
walk across
the parking lot? I don't know. I'm
lot?
Just saying I wasn't exactly thinking it all through.
Why are the
just
graveyards
was going to
sticking
work.
Out of, in your mind? I don't understand.
If what, there are
did you have
graveyards,
an experience?
I agree with him, though. I wouldn't want to walk through that.
You're saying it might be haunted outside. I better get in my car for the...
It's for a morning show, right?
For
at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, 4 in the morning. Yeah, hello.
There was a graveyard there. Right there?
There might be, is what he's saying. He's saying it's random. All
I mean,
over
the ghost could
random
get you.
Tombstones all over the place.
I'm with you. I don't
That's a weird thing to back him up on.
Well,
I'm not
if,
afraid of ghosts.
If there, in fact, were.
So you're not
random
afraid of
graveyards.
Him at, say, 3 p.m. You'd be like, okay, it's a random graveyard, no big deal. God, but at 4 a.m.
You know
you
what?
You want to walk through a cemetery at night?
Yeah, we used to do that for fun when I was a kid.
Oh my
no,
God.
You didn't.
Yes, crazy. We did. That's where you'd party. No one was in the cemetery at night.
Nobody does that.
People
I think that's
do
an
that.
East Coast thing.
What?
I have
it's
heard
every kid
no,
that
have
needs
heard
a place
that.
To party. We
goes
go
to
totally.
A park.
No.
You go to a random
park.
You don't go to a grave site. You go to a park. Jesus Christ, Sarah.
Cemeteries here are like
hide behind. Yeah, I guess maybe that was it. You could just walk right into it.
No,
they were
here
everywhere.
They're like
you're right,
up.
Denise. They're everywhere. Here, they're so old. I mean, back out east, they're so old that some of them aren't even marked as graveyards. Like, there's just trees growing up in the middle of, like, right through somebody's torso, I guess. Just trees everywhere. You'd be walking in the woods in New England. I'm not kidding you. A mile from your house in the woods. And you'd be like, I think that's a gravestone. And it was. And they'd be like, oh, look, another one. Oh, it's like a whole family.
That's a trip.
It's pretty awesome.
I wouldn't
though.
Walk there either, Vin, for the record.
Thank you, Bryn.
They can't get you. I don't know if you know this, but dead people, it's only in the movies that they get
at
you.
At 4 in the morning, it's just a little bit frightening.
Eh, don't worry about That's it. All. So you get a curse on you. What's the big deal?
707 says, it's my 42nd birthday and would love a shout out, Katie.
Oh, Katie, happy 42nd birthday. Turns out that's when you get comfortable with everything in your life. Vinny just did a story on that. You're going to have a good year.
Nice.
I guarantee it. Who said that?
Jesus. love the way you feel. Or the
wait,
way you love
what?
You.
You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
Where?
What is going on over there, Vinny?
I'm just reading
what
this. What
is happening?
Some people. Oh. We've
done a whole joke about the big and tall store.
OMG. I freaking love, love, love Isla. And I was like, oh, what a.
Oh, it must be about you. You're saying, Dad can only take so much, hon.
Isla is the cutest daddy's girl sticking up for you, Vinny. I love it. Yeah, that is. I was like, I want to. Okay,
super
right.
cute.
If you want to pile on someone, go get mom. She can handle it. Dad, not so much.
Right. This is a rant. This is random, but as a devoted listener for the past 20 years and high school basketball coach in the Santa Clara Valley Athletic League, I would like to bring to attention the fact that our league superintendents and majority of principals have voted not to allow athletes to participate in the, I lost it. Oh, in the CCS post. Okay. I got suckered into this, a long text that I can't.
Okay. If, look, if you need us to read something, you need to email it to us. I'm not kidding you. We get one line at a time.
It's separated by other people, right?
And they're not even in necessarily. It's not like you can read them upwards and have them be exactly in order. They get here at random times. It's super.
If you've got a big long thought,
please email us. Truly, we get those too. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. And we read those too. You send them, we'll read them.
415 says, "You mean it's not going to be so easy to overpopulate another planet and destroy it? That's tragic."
I know. We need more planets.
To destroy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Obviously. That's what we do. We're humans. Can't have anything nice.
510 says, My bass teacher turned me on to Royal Blood. From a rocker chick speaking here, they're great.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really cool. It's you know what's neat about when you see someone who says, right, you're supposed to have a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer, and a singer, and they just go, nah,
yeah,
we'll do it this way.
Yeah, I like it. That sounds like a guitar, though.
Yeah, he's just got a fully affected bass, yeah. Like, you know, distortion
like an
or something.
Plus, where it took it upward. Yeah. Big bottom. It's good. Royal Blood's a record we listened to today in the new music, in case mm-hmm. you're wondering why that came up.
Plaza NYC reopens on May 20th.
Oh.
They're back, everybody.
All right. Yeah, they're saying July 1st, New York is open for business. Fully open.
Okay, 415. I never okayed V to call me Muffin, but I'm definitely not letting this nickname settle in. It's not an option. You can't call me Muffin.
I don't know how many times I have to tell you about the whole nickname thing, Vin.
415 says, yes, traffic etiquette has gone. I've been behind several cars that just stopped for absolutely no reason. It's so infuriating. Yeah, I don't get it. You need to just keep going on your path. You've screwed up. It's unfortunate. But you don't get to slam on your brakes and redirect, especially if it's like cutting across lanes and possibly killing somebody.
You know, and the thing is, if you hit someone who stopped randomly for no reason, it's always your fault. If you mm-hmm. hit from behind, it's you. And it doesn't seem fair sometimes to me. Move it. Get out the way. Get out the way.
650, thank you on the driving etiquette. OFOC, Aaron.
Oh. See, that's a good text right there. Word economy. It all fit on the one line.
Hi, guys. What do you mean when you say Jane acquired 5 more channels? I'm just kidding. I'm sure she hasn't been piled on during the pandemic with extra work that she's not paid for. I'm sure that didn't happen.
Yep.
I'm sure that she's just handling her regular duties
yep.
without issue mm-hmm. and
what's
tap dancing her way through
there?
Every day.
I feel like I can see a white flag on the other side of the bridge there. That's weird. Our Janie, she hasn't texted me yet today.
That's because she's weird. Overworked.
There it is.
Janie.
Here it is. I love the Friday messages, especially since this is my last Friday working. I'm retiring today. Woo-hoo.
Oh, my God. That's
turning
so exciting.
55, yes, turned 55 yesterday, and I'm very blessed to join my husband in retirement.
Nice. Wow.
Congratulations.
God, that's amazing. Oh, please don't run out of money. That can be so sad.
They're probably tech workers. They're probably piled. They probably don't even, they have to keep money in the under the bed.
I hope that's true. They can't fit it all in the bank.
Right. The bank has said, no, thank you. No more money from you.
Jane just texted me.
What did she say?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You sure you don't want to read that?
It's hearts. I can't read them. Oh. Black hearts and our secret emoji that we send each other.
What's that?
It's a secret.
Oh.
I just said it.
Well, we all want to know.
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
We saw them filming The Lost Boys in a shop in downtown Santa Cruz. It was really cool. I never saw the movie, though, either.
Oh.
510 says, Julia Roberts was the original J-Lo getting engaged to just about everyone.
Oh, did she do that a lot? I remember that.
Like you to marry.
She married Lyle Lovett, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Benjamin Bratt.
At least engaged.
Right.
They were together a long time.
She and was then engaged Jason, to Kiefer.
Kiefer. Was she ever engaged to Jason Patrick?
I don't know. 925 says, you forgot to mention Kiefer cheated on her first.
Okay, we didn't know that. That wasn't in the story. They didn't tell that part on the podcast. And the story is kind of 35 years old.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If he did do that, that would help him come around to Jason Patrick's friendship a lot sooner, as
it
he
would
be able to say to himself.
I screwed that up myself. But then it's like the bro code thing, you know? You don't date the cast-offs. No matter what you did.
Cast-offs. Jesus, Sarah.
She's Julia Roberts. She's not a cast-off. She's still wonderful and Julia the whole time.
Cast-offs. My God, man. WandaVision, there's a lot of people writing in about that. The point of WandaVision was to set up Doctor Strange and the multiverse. So this is about apparently getting you ready for other movies? I don't know.
Don't ask me.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Right. Nice. You let me know how that is.
The Handmaid's Tale used to feel provocative. Now it's just exhausting.
Oh, I wonder if they're watching the new one.
It sounds like they are. Oh, and by the way, many people wrote in and said, it's Jill Duggar. She's the one who ran for it.
Ah, Jill Duggar.
Jill.
Yeah, I looked it up. That is the one.
Run for it! Get her! 19 siblings running after her, trying to pull her down.
You know what the crazy part is? They almost, majority of them got married when they were like 19.
Yeah, they wanted to get the hell out of that house. Start pumping out kids of their life. Kids of their own.
Thank you so much.
Run for your life. Run for.
And on that note, thanks for your text. We do appreciate it. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and say goodbye.
Sally. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It has been a delight to have you here with us this week. Another great week of radio. Thanks,
have
you guys.
Have a great Friday, you mother... Mm-hmm.
Maria, well said. I can't imagine that anyone could say it better than that. Are we still 50-50 on the happy hour this afternoon?
Yeah,
we'll check 50-50. In later today.
Sure.
We'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate to disappoint, but life is coming back. We've been saying with these happy hours, it's not going to be a whole lot of Fridays with nothing to do coming up in the calendar.
Right.
Well, you have stuff, right? Don't you have two things this weekend?
Well, I have something tomorrow for sure, but tonight's a maybe. I think John wants to, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But Bryn's got something this afternoon too. He's not quite sure on the timing, so it could go sideways. But who knows? Maybe all the stars align and we do a happy hour. That's just a little kind of a side thingy that we do on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You can watch it live. It's sometime in the 5 o'clock hour.
That's right.
Yeah. People do like it, though. So I always get emails during the day like, you doing it or what? I don't know, man. I'm sorry. But anyway, whatever you do this weekend, it's supposed to be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Vinny, you going to try and surf? What's your deal this weekend?
I plan to get exercise. I'll probably ride my exercise bike. And if the wind cooperates, I'll certainly surf. But, you know, either way. Please stay tuned for the lady that shall not be named, and then Jane will
her
be up this afternoon.
Hale.
Whatever her name is.
Her name's Valda Hale.
Right.
0-2 right now. 0-2 V Hale.
Right.
Yeah, 0-2. El Campeon. You should say her name. You should say her name just because.
Vanessa's next, everyone.
Check out Monday.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.